Taking a look first at your local and regional news for today. In Tuscola County, the courthouse and the clerk's office at 440 North State Street will be closed for part of this coming Friday. From 11 a.m. to around 3 p.m., those offices will be out of service due to training. The closures were approved by the State Court Administrator's Office, which oversees the operation of courts. The plan is to have those offices open up once again from 3 to 4:30 p.m. so that the public can still conduct some business before the weekend, according to County Clerk Jody Fetting. And another local and regional news for today. When Tuscola County hosts a free expungement fair next month, it will be an opportunity to remove some of a person's criminal record. The event will be from noon to 4 p.m. on November the 1st at the Tuscola County Courthouse at 440 North State Street in Caro. The expungement is part of the Safe and Just Michigan program being done in coordination with the Michigan Office of the Attorney General. Those who wish to participate in the event will need to bring a state or federally issued identification, a driver's license, or a birth certificate for proof of identity. Having a clean criminal record would open up further employment opportunities as well as educational opportunities and more. However, there are still some crimes that cannot be expunged. They include driving under the influence, second or third offense, any individual who has committed more than three offenses, any traffic offenses committed while operating a commercial vehicle or one that caused an injury or death, any traffic offense committed while operating a commercial vehicle, any traffic offense that caused injury or death, felony domestic violence if the individual has a prior misdemeanor or domestic violence conviction, criminal sexual conduct in any degree, and fourth-degree criminal sexual conduct with degree if committed on or after January of 2015, any out-of-state or federal convictions, as well as a few others that can't be expunged. The event is free to any Michigan resident, and if you wish to register to participate, you can use the QR code in the full written story online at thumbnet.net. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure like yourself? Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad or the seriously smart podcaster? It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously. The best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. Israel and Hamas have taken a significant step in the ceasefire agreement for the Gaza war by releasing hostages and prisoners. The move raises hopes for a long-term truce in the region. However, unresolved issues like Hamas disarmament and Gaza governance highlight the deal's fragile nature. On Monday, Israelis celebrated the return of hostages, while Palestinians welcomed their freed prisoners back. U.S. President Donald Trump visited the region to support the agreement, urging Israeli lawmakers to pursue broader peace. A meeting of world leaders in Egypt sought to set in motion the next phase of the agreement. And another national and international news. Newly released records reveal details about the gunman who attacked a Dallas immigration facility in September. Joshua Yan's parents described him as, quote, completely normal before moving to Washington State, where he believed he developed radiation sickness. The 29-year-old killed two detainees and wounded another before taking his own life. The records show that Jan was unemployed, isolated, and obsessed with artificial intelligence, but it doesn't indicate a clear motive for the attack. He practiced target shooting in Oklahoma a month before the attack. Federal authorities had previously said that Jan left notes indicating he wanted to ambush U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents. His parents did not respond to requests for comment. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbarian news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, the following area deaths have been reported for today, Monday, October the 13th of 2025. Jason A. White, age 49 of Elkton, passed away on October the 12th of 2025. Visitation for Jason A. White will be 2 to 7 p.m. Wednesday at the Ransford Funeral Home of Pigeon. Graveside services will be 11:30 a.m. Wednesday, October 22nd, which would be his 50th birthday, at the Colfax Township Cemetery in Bad Axe. Memorials may be made to the family. The family was assisted with these arrangements by the Ransford Funeral Home of Pigeon. Friends may share memories, thoughts, and prayers online at ransfordfuneralhome.com. And Stephen Robert Keel, age 60, of Bad Axe, passed away on October the 10th of 2025. A private family ceremony will take place at a later date. Condolences may be shared with the family of Stephen Robert Keel online at kaufmanfuneralhome.com. And for a complete look at your thumb area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.